Holmey, Randall. I mean, listen to the show. That's cool. If I see you in public because we live near each other, that's cool. When we come back, Michael Lombardi has written a really interesting book, as I mentioned. He's an NFL columnist for The Athletic. Anthony Lynn, next hour. And a look back at the last year of the pod. All still ahead. In fact, you might not be concerned about that, but you want to know what's going on. Well, here you go. Here's a sports update. Rich Ackerman anchors this one.
Sports Flash.
And again, breaking NFL news is the Packers and quarterback Aaron Rodgers reportedly agreed to a four-year, $133 million extension that will make him the highest-paid quarterback in NFL history. He'll surpass Matt Ryan, who just received a new deal that calls for $30 million per year. Browns linebacker Michael Kendricks was charged with insider trading and is cooperating with authorities. He reportedly profited more than $1 million from transactions between 2013 and 15. He will not accompany the team to Detroit for the preseason finale. Day baseball right now in the 11th at Wrigley Field. The completion of last night's suspended game. Cubs and Mets remain tied at one. The Cardinals won again after removing the interim tag from manager Mike Schilt. They've now won 6 of 7, have allowed 3 runs or less in almost all those games, and Schilt says it all begins with starting pitching.
We are getting really quality starts from our starters, and you know, we shouldn't be overlooking it because they're doing a great job and they're getting us deeper into games and you know, keeping us in games. And we got lead. They're pitching well in those situations too. So all our starting pitchers done a nice job.
Miles Michaelis goes for his 14th win tonight. Sloan Stephens dropped this first set to Anna-Lena Kalinina 4-6. She's up 2-0 in the second set. I'm Rich Ackerman.
Hey clones, work smarter, not harder, this Labor Day. Enjoy a slow smoke meal with a Masterbuilt smoker. Whether you want the ease of electric, the traditional charcoal or propane, you'll find that just right smoker for your backyard cookout. It's easier and it's less hands-on than grilling, and it gives you more time to spend with your family and your friends. Find Masterbuilt smokers at Home Depot, Lowe's, Sam's Club, Academy, Bass Pro, and Cabela's. Visit Masterbuilt.com for recipes and more information. Masterbuilt.com.
Do you have frequent heartburn, like the kind of heartburn where you stash antacids everywhere? You feel like you gotta have those chalky tablets just in case heartburn strikes. If that's you, you do know that there's an easier way to deal with heartburn, right? Prilosec OTC. Just one pill a day will last a full 24 hours with zero heartburn. With Prilosec OTC, you can actually simply not get heartburn in the first place. No more stashing antacids. Try Prilosec OTC. One pill a day, 24 hours, zero heartburn. It's possible with Prilosec OTC. Use as directed for 14 days to treat frequent heartburn, not for immediate relief.
Napa Know-How.
If your motor oil pour is more of a motor oil spill, you need a 5-quart easy pour jug of Valvoline Full Synthetic for just $26.99. Because even if you can hide that mess under the hood, you can't hide from the stench of burning oil. So grab easy pour Valvoline for just $26.99. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 8/31/18.
Freak yeah, welcome to Jimmy John's.
Freak yeah, whoa, she's going to slice down on that lettuce.
Freak yeah, she's a fresh lettuce freak. Slices it fresh every day at exactly 3/32 of an inch.
Freak yeah, wait, now she's carving meats?
Freak yeah, she's also a meat freak. Slices are all natural meats by hand daily.
Freak yeah. Freak, you gotta be kidding me.
Freak yeah, also a bread freak. Makes bread fresh in store every 4 hours.
Freak, wow.
Here's the best part, we're all lettuce, meat, and bread freaks here. Because that means better sandwiches for all.
Double freak wow. You guys are freaking my freak.
Freaky fresh, freaky fast. Jimmy John's, freak yeah.
Are you behind on your federal student loan payments? You may qualify to have your entire student loan forgiven with one free call. That's right. If you're a teacher, police officer, firefighter, or work for a nonprofit, federal programs are still available to have your entire student loan forgiven. Student Loan Options wants to give you free information on all the programs that can help. The sooner you call, the faster you can get relief. Get the maximum loan forgiveness, loan reduction, or consolidation available. Plus, find out in the first free call what you qualify for. A loan forgiveness specialist is standing by to answer all of your questions for free. Stop worrying about student loan payments. This free information could change your life. Call 800-374-0311. 800-374-0311. Wipe out your federal student loan debt. Find out how. Call 800-374-0311. 800-374-0311.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more? Well, then you may qualify for the Fresh Start Program. The folks at Civic Tax Relief can give you free information on how it works. Their professionals have over 25 years of experience negotiating with the IRS. That's critical. They know the proper steps to take and the right people to contact to save you the maximum amount of money. They'll negotiate your IRS tax debt, plus protect you from bank levies and wage garnishments. Find out which program fits your situation best. The information and consultation are absolutely free. Experienced tax professionals are standing by. They'll listen to your situation, find out what you need, and give you all the ways they can help in the first free call. Again, this information is free and could change your life. So call now. 800-601-7991. 800-601-7991. Get your free information now. Call 800-601-7991. That's 800-601-7991.
If you can't seem to stay ahead of your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt, medical bills, and department store debt forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. This program has been used by thousands to legally forgive millions in unsecured debt. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven from what you owe your creditors. Call for free information and get all your questions answered in the first free call. The more you owe, the more you can save. If you have at least $10,000 or more in credit card bills, this debt forgiveness program can be very effective. Call for free information and find out more now. 800-291-6670. There is no cost or obligation for the information. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Get your debt problem solved. Call 800-291-6670 today. Not available in North Dakota.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome back. I'm Jim Rome. Anthony Lynn, L.A. Chargers head coach, next hour. But as promised, we're joined right now by an NFL insider for The Athletic, an executive in the front offices of the 49ers, the Browns, the Eagles, the Raiders, an assistant to the coaching staff of the Patriots. He's got a new book coming out, Gridiron Genius, a masterclass in winning championships and building dynasties in the NFL. That book comes out on September 11th. It is available for pre-order right now. We are joined by Michael Lombardi. Michael, good morning. Nice to have you on. How are you?
Thank you, Jim. Great to be here.
It's great to have you here. All right, Michael, let me start first with reports that Aaron Rodgers is on the verge of signing a deal that would make him the highest paid player in NFL history. Huge, huge numbers, a lot of guaranteed money. What would that deal mean to him, the Packers, and the rest of the NFL?
Well, look, we're seeing the market getting driven up continuously. As we saw it with the wide receivers, when Sammy Watkins gets over $16 million, that helped the receiver market and the quarterback market. Jimmy Garoppolo, Kirk Cousins, all these deals is why free agency helps set the market for guys who don't become free agents. And I think Aaron Rodgers is certainly worthy of becoming the highest paid player in the National Football League. He's the best quarterback. He does more for his team than anybody, and I think this is a well-deserved contract, frankly.
Michael Lombardi joining us. Do you think right now he is the best quarterback in the NFL?
I do. I think what he does is so unique. He's good at the line of scrimmage. He can make plays with his feet. I mean, look, the Packers are a Super Bowl contender. They've had bad defenses the last few years, but he's been able to keep them in contention in terms of playoffs because of his skill set, and he hasn't had the best skill players around him. They've been in a model in Green Bay, Jim, where they've only utilized the draft. Now, Brian Gutekunst, the new general manager, he's taken that a different approach. So he's going to get better skill around Rodgers. I think it's going to make it a better team.
Michael Lombardi is my guest. Now, Michael, you mentioned the wide receiver market. I thought you wrote a very good piece for The Athletic where you broke down the Odell Beckham Jr. deal. Despite the suggestion earlier in the offseason that the Giants could trade him, was there any doubt in your mind that not only would they not trade him, that they would get a deal done with him as well?
Yeah, I think what I tried to portray in my piece was that this whole plan of what's happening at the Giants has been status quo. The Giants didn't want to make any changes, and part of them making any changes is they were going to always sign Odell Beckham. He was never going anywhere. I mean, the reality was John Mara decided that his team was closer to the 11-5 team than the 3-13 team he was witnessing. Now, what I try to draw out in my piece is if people pay attention to the last 5 years of the National Football League, the Giants have not been good. They're 33-46 over that time. Eli Manning has declined every single year in most statistical categories. This is not just, oh, Lombardi, you work for the Patriots, you hate the Giants. This is facts, and you can't dispute them. Now, you might make the argument, well, the offensive line hasn't played well. Well, Aaron Rodgers' line doesn't play well at times either. Tom Brady's had some breakdowns in his offensive line, but great quarterbacks always find a way to maneuver around an offensive line. Just look at Deshaun Watson, what he did when he came on the field with Houston behind a bad line that Tom Savage couldn't do when he started the first couple games. So, to me, Eli is sliding down, and the Giants had no interest in rebuilding. They were all about repairing.
Yeah, I was going to say, what does that say? What does that deal with Beckham say about how they feel about Eli Manning, and how do you feel about their evaluation of Eli Manning? You've touched on this, but what do you make of the way they evaluate him and the way he's played?
I think they see a different player. I think they're caught up what I call the endowment effect. I mean, when you buy into somebody, you end up becoming so loyal to them, you can't see the faults. And that's a term used in business. And whenever we make decisions, we tend to have bias in our decisions. I think the Giants are being really biased. And when they hired Dave Gettleman, who's a fantastic scout, but Gettleman's part of their culture. They did not bring somebody in that was going to say, we don't want Eli Manning slipping. We need to get a quarterback. They wanted somebody to come in and say, we think Eli can play 4 or 5 more years. I wouldn't be surprised, Jim, if they redid Eli Manning's contract to extend him further. I mean, they're all in on Eli Manning. It's not Davis Webb. It's not the kid from Richmond who's going to be the quarterback. They're going to get stuck with a huge contract with Beckham. And if Manning's not the guy, they're going to have to go out and find a guy. And it's hard to find guys.
Michael Lombardi, my guest. He's got a brand new book coming out, which I'll get to in a minute. Michael, one more thought about that. So if, in fact, you feel that strongly about Eli Manning, do you think it was a mistake to draft Saquon Barkley?
I do, because I think, look, I think Saquon Barkley is a fabulous player, and I think he's great. Don't get me wrong. But I think that we've learned one thing in the NFL. Running backs don't lead you to Super Bowls. Quarterbacks do. It's a passing league. People that understand that in the game, the most important stat in football, nobody talks about this, Jim, the most important stat in football is first half point differential. And what that simply means is how many points you score in the first half versus how many you allow. The top two teams last year, New England, Philadelphia. The top two teams the year before, New England, Atlanta. Getting the lead is the most important thing in football and playing from in front. The Philadelphia Eagles did it most of the year. Frankly, they did it probably 15 of 16 games. Now, that being said, to get the lead in the first quarter, you've got to throw the ball. Running, all it does is get you field goals. Throwing the ball gets you the lead. That's the whole concept of the West Coast offense. That's what makes it so dramatic. You've got to get the lead, and then you run the ball in the fourth quarter to keep the lead. And I think that's what you're missing. So when you don't have a quarterback, you're tentatively always playing from behind. The year that Eli won 11 games in 2015, he had 6 game-winning drives in the fourth quarter. They were always playing from behind, and that's hard to do.
Michael Lombardi joining us. Now, Michael, your book, Gridiron Genius, comes out on September 11th, and it opens up with a foreword written by Bill Belichick, and he opens the foreword by writing about working with you when he first took over as head coach of the Cleveland Browns. Take us back. What do you remember about those early days with Bill in Cleveland?
Well, you know, Bill was remarkable. Bill walked into the organization, and like all great leaders, he came in with a plan. He told everybody in the building, I want to be a big physical football team that can control the line of scrimmage and can play in any kind of weather. We're going to be mentally tough. We're going to work hard. And here's what I want in every single type of player on the field. And he gave us direction. And then he gave that message to everybody. And then we started to rebuild the football team that was 3-13. That was horrendous coming off the last year of Bud Carson and Jim Schaffner. And we went to work and we developed.
Vince Schuster, who's on the field.
All right, thank you, Zach. We got Jesse Chavez down here on the field. Jesse, I know you played a lot of baseball over all these years. Have you ever been part of something like today, a suspended game coming in, getting the victory, and yet another Cub walk-off win?
No, not overnight. Usually it's been a couple hours and get it in about 1, 2 in the morning. But no, it's nice to come back and not, you know, lose a step. You know, it's a good overall win.
And what about Ben Zobrist? I mean, this guy's made a career out of coming through in the clutch. He just walked by us. He's made a career out of doing this.
Oh, yeah, it's fun. You know, got him to watch with him, play with him in Oakland and stuff like that. Got to see that all the time. And he's just a professional. Puts a good at-bat no matter what type of game it is. He's always going to do something good.
You've done so much good yourself so far in a Cubs uniform. Of course, a win here today. Are you available, if need be, in the regular scheduled game?
Yeah, I'm going to, you know, prepare myself for it and, you know, see how it goes.
All right, Jesse, we appreciate it. Thanks for joining us. And for doing so, we have a $100 gift card for you to Chicago Cut Steakhouse downtown. We know you'll enjoy going and celebrate with your teammates.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesse. And again, Zach. Again, thanks to our Cubs radio partner, Chicago Cut Steakhouse, located at 300 North LaSalle in Chicago. Chicago Cut, proud to be 100% USDA Prime. Call 312-329-1800 for reservations or visit ChicagoCutSteakhouse.com. Guys, I don't know if Ernie Banks had it set this way to play two, but you know what? We got one out of the way. We'll get another one, and hopefully it's another W. Back up to you guys.
Good stuff, David. Thank you very much. The Cubs improved to 25 games over 500. They're now 78-53 on the walk-off single by Ben Zobrist. Cubs beat the Mets 2-1 in 11 innings, the seventh consecutive victory for the Cubs. Get the totals and get Ron Coomer's thoughts next. You're listening to The Score on the Xfinity Cubs Radio Network.
Chicago Cubs baseball on WSCR 670 The Score and the Xfinity Cubs Radio Network has been presented to you in part by Gerber Collision and Glass, Agera Energy, Majestic Star Casino, eClick Lending, the Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Buick and GMC dealers, MLB brand Chicago Cubs edition Frozen Foods, the Illinois Lottery, Lids and Locker Room by Lids, Northwestern Medicine, Plant Moran, Geico, White Castle, Sloan, Verizon, Mr. and Mrs. T Bloody Mary Mix, the Ray and Raymond Auto Group, Binney's Beverage Depot, and Benjamin Moore.
Molly here. If you're a Cubs fan, you got to start your day with us. Molly and Haw, mornings 5 to 9 on The Score.
When you're living your best life, you need the best unlimited. And right now with Verizon, anyone 55 and over can save up to $50 per month by switching to the best unlimited on the most awarded network. And this is the perfect time to switch to Verizon Go Unlimited, because you can get two lines for just $80 per month plus taxes and fees when you enroll in AutoPay. That's two lines for calling your family, texting your friends, or streaming your favorite movies and TV shows. So if you're 55 and over and you'd like to save up to $50 per month, don't miss out on this great deal. Switch to Verizon and get the best unlimited on the best network. And get two lines for just $80 per month with Go Unlimited. But you better hurry. This deal will not be around for long. Stop by your local Verizon store today or visit Verizon Wireless.com to learn more. Paper fee billing and auto pay required for this rate. Rate applies only to phone lines for account holder age 55 years of age or older on the Go Unlimited plan and with an Illinois or Missouri billing address. In times of congestion, your data may be temporarily prioritized behind other traffic.
It's time to discover the new Buick lineup of craftsmanship and luxurious styling. Get great deals on our expectation-shattering lineup, like the 2018 Buick Encore, the compact luxury SUV with a quiet, spacious cabin and comfortable seating for up to five, the full-size luxury of the 2018 Buick LaCrosse, the 2018 Buick Cascada Convertible, and the 2018 Buick Envision, the midsize SUV that's a joy to drive. Buick also offers impressive performance with three new Regal models. Choose from the versatile Regal Sportback, the powerful Regal GS, or the new ruggedly styled Regal Tourx. Now get 18% below MSRP on most 2018 Encore models when you finance through GM Financial. That can mean $4,715 below MSRP on a 2018 Encore Preferred. Excludes 1SV. Includes $728 price reduction below MSRP and $3,987 purchase allowance. Based on MSRP of $26,190. Not compatible with special finance, lease, and some other offers. Some customers will not qualify. Take retail delivery by 8/31/18. See participating dealer for details.
Is your basement ready for summer storms? The experts at Plumbers 911 Chicago are ready to get your job done right the first time. Their phones are open 24/7 at 1-833-PLUM-911. That's 1-833-PLUM-911. Plumbers 911, Chicagoland's plumbing connection.
This is Cubs manager Joe Madden. Every time the Cubs leadoff man gets a hit, my friends at Binney's Beverage Depot donate $100 to the Chicago Food Depository. Go Binney's. Go Cubs. Binney's Beverage Depot, family owned since 1948.
You may be wondering why a company would make Chicago Cubs frozen waffles and appetizers, or why a young couple would name their kids Clark and Addison, or why generations of fans endured 108 years to see their team win the Fall Classic. Or maybe you're not wondering at all, because you're a Cubs fan. Take the Cubs home for mealtime with Cubs Edition waffles, burritos, and chimichangas. Text baseball to 811-811 or sign up at pastimerewards.com to get a coupon redeemable at your local grocery store. Once again, text baseball to 811-811 or sign up at pastimerewards.com.
Yeah, this is what you came here for. You got the Cubs game on the score.
Now it's time for the Cubs post-game show on 670 The Score and the Xfinity Cubs Radio Network. Presented to you in part by Menards, Lakeshore Recycling Systems, the Village of Bedford Park, and Gold Coast Bank. And now your host, Zach Zaidman.
They say good things come to those who wait. And the W flag is flying high atop the historic center field scoreboard here at beautiful Wrigley Field. Zach Zaidman, Ron Coomer with you. This one took 24-plus hours, unofficially. Officially, 3 hours and 41 minutes. Cubs beat the Mets 2-1 in 11 innings on a walk-off RBI single by Ben Zobrist. Cubs scoring their 2 runs on 10 hits, 1 error. The Mets, 1 run on 8 hits, 1 error. Jesse Chavez is having a pretty good series. A save in Game 1, a win in Game 2. And the Cubs, for the first time this season, have won 7 straight games. Cole Hamels started, and I don't want to forget about that, because Hamels has now started 6 games for the Cubs, 6-0. Daniel Murphy has played 7 games for the Cubs, 7-0.
Those are pretty good numbers, I would say, between Chavez, Murphy, and Hamels. Hamels, pitcher of the month, he got the award before the ball game today, right after he started yesterday's game, and we finished today. But, you know, it's just one of those things where the Cubs are doing all the little things right. They're banging the baseball, you know, at times and scored some runs. Today, or this ball game, I should say, really good pitchers match up and they do their job. Yesterday against Syndergaard, they really hit the ball well. So, I mean, you're talking about a bunch of different ways of winning. And today, Zobrist, the veteran, comes in, has a good quality at bat with the bases loaded and the game on the line, and does his job.
And some terrific, sometimes you may call it luck, sometimes you may call it clutch, but the bottom of the 10th inning and the 11th inning, the top halves of those innings, the Cubs able to end both innings getting unconventional double plays, to me, the story of this game.
Yeah, the strikeout throwout is a big play. Caratini makes a great throw from behind home plate to get the strikeout. And then, you know, the line drive to Zoe. Bad base running by Nemo at first base. You know, that ball was never higher than shoulder high. And you got to freeze on that play. You can't just take off. And he did not know where Zobrist was. It was right at him. And the Cubs benefited from a pair of double plays in extra innings and end up also benefiting from the big error I see Walt, and they end up scoring in the 11th inning.
Couple of things to take note of. Cubs are now a season-high 25 games above 500. Chris Bryant's going to have another rehab game today, and you figure by the end of the week, he's going to be part of the mix. It's exciting to think of where the Cubs are going from this point forward.
Yeah, it really is. And the matchups and the matchup difficulties they can pose on another ball club's pitching staff with all that they have going right now. KB is going to play one of the 2 doubleheader games today in Iowa. And then it would not surprise me, if things go well today, that he ends up joining the team either tomorrow or the next day, whether it be Atlanta or Philadelphia.
Cubs now have 42 come-from-behind victories. They have 7 walk-off wins. The latest, a ribby single in the bottom half of the 11th by Ben Zobrist as the Cubs beat the Mets by a final of 2-1. And we've got bonus baseball here at Wrigley Field. Game number 2 will begin at 1:30. For our engineer Dave Miska and Ron Coomer, I'm Zach Zaidman saying thanks for listening. Pat Hughes is back. He will have the call of Game 2. The pregame show is coming up on The Score and the Xfinity Cubs Radio Network.
Thanks for listening to the Cubs postgame show on 670 The Score and the Xfinity Cubs Radio Network. Presented to you in part by Wintrust Community Banks, ExxonMobil, Office Revolution, Amazing Goodwill, FinishingChicago.com, Four Winds Casinos, RSM, The Village of New Lenox, and White Castle.
We've got the Cubs game on The Score.
David Haw here. If you're a Cubs fan, start your morning with us on the Mullion Haw Show. Morning.
This is Bruce Lammers, president of Byline Small Business Capital. When it comes to business lending, we're all about finding solutions. I'm here with Brian Vanderwall of Vanderwall & Associates. We help Brian secure long-term SBA financing for both real estate and operating capital.
The Byline Small Business Capital team was able to provide me the opportunity to be more creative and branch out into more markets because I had the proper financing mechanism. Instead of looking at our assets as a service business, the Byline Small Business Capital team looked at our cash flow, looked at our projections, and really saw the need to grow. I think the decision-making process was quite amazing how fast it happened. They asked for all the right information of a small business, analyzed it quickly, had the leadership to make quick decisions. And that's not typical for a lender.
Byline Bank. We make it personal and listen to what matters to you. On the web at bylinebank.com. That's bylinebank.com. Member FDIC.
I lived in Grays Lake, and I have sold and moved out of the state.
Billy V is a union employee. He left Illinois because he couldn't afford to pay $9,000 a year in property taxes on his $200,000 townhome in Grays Lake. Tony S.'s home in Park Ridge is being liquidated by the government to pay for someone else's pension.
I'm paying between $13,000 and $14,000 a year in property taxes, which is insane. I can't save for my retirement. They're basically stealing my equity from me.
Rich, poor, Republican, Democrat, you will not be spared the financial disaster the highest property taxes in the nation inflict. The good news is there's a group of independent candidates who aren't financed by Madigan or Rauner. They're working people taking up our fight to lower your property taxes. They made a life in Illinois, and the hell if they're going to let politicians take it away. Go to SaveYourHomeNow.org for information on the candidates leading the revolt. Go to SaveYourHomeNow.org to hear your neighbor's stories and share your own. SaveYourHomeNow.org isn't just a website. It's a battle cry.
Liberty Principles paid for this ad and is solely responsible for its content, not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee.
Illinois CyberKnife deploys revolutionary technology in the fight against prostate cancer in just 5 outpatient treatments. With CyberKnife treatment for prostate cancer, there's no pain, no surgery, and you can go back to your normal activities right after treatment. Prostate cancer doesn't fight fair. Neither should you. For more information, contact Illinois CyberKnife at 847-723-0100 or visit IllinoisCK.com, a service of Advocate Lutheran General Hospital. No case is typical. Results will vary by patient, and there's no guarantee you'll experience these results. It's fantasy football time. Sleepers, busts, player rankings, all good stuff. But it takes time to put together your strategy. And then you have to wait for your buddy to make his first round pick. What's he waiting for? It's so obvious. Waiting can be frustrating, but not at Great Clips when you use the online check-in app. Download it today. Save time. The app will automatically show a map and estimated wait times of all the Great Clips in your area. It's your pick. Great Clips. It's gonna be great.
Market. And now, WSCR 670 The Score and the Xfinity Cubs Radio Network exclusively present the BBVA Compass Pregame Show. Presented to you in part by Gerber, Collision and Glass, ExxonMobil, The Village of Bedford Park, AZEC Building Products, Hills Brothers Coffee, Insurer on the Spot, Grand Appliance and TV, Funkaway, Menards, Plumbers 911 Chicago.com, Supercuts, 877 Cars for Kids, and Old Dominion Freight Line. And now, your host, Zach Zaidman.
Usually, we don't start a pregame show by saying the W flag is flying high atop the historic center field scoreboard here at beautiful Wrigley Field, but it is because the Cubs won the suspended game completion 2-1.